Okay, so I had just moved to Japan, the land of the rising sun. I was going to school, everything was cool, and me and my new buddies, Chris and Ray, we decided to go for a hike in the Mystic Mountains. So we're up in the woods, tromping around, getting hot, and I'm like, who's got the snacks? Yo, I'm hungry. Where are the drinks? And everybody starts looking at everybody else real stupid. Oh, I thought that's what you were carrying. Oh, wasn't that you carrying that? And everyone's backpack is full of papers and sand and nonsense, and I'm really annoyed. Because I'm supposed to be the talker, not the snack carrier, trip planner person. And I'm like, for real? Nobody brought anything? So we got to keep trekking up the stream. No nourishment, and it's hot. And we've been going up the mountain for hours. And I'm like, look, we got to turn back around. This is horrible. I need some refreshment. And who carries economic textbooks up a mountain anyway? And then something miraculous happens. A melon, perfectly round, delicious, pale green, comes bobbing down the stream towards us. What have we here? Chris jumps in the water, fishes it out, and right as he's coming back to shore, three beautiful, crisp apples follow the melon. They're glistening in the noonday sun. Yeah! An orange. Whoa! And then, a smoked sausage. And then, 3, 4, 5 bottles of Kirin Ichiban beer. They're in the cold water, demanding we pluck them out. Get those right there. And I'm getting ready, right? It's picnic time. Clear out the space, put my little jacket down. Lunch is served, y'all. I got a bottle opener and I hear Chris shouting, dessert, there's dessert in the water, all right. I bow my head in thanks to the universe. All that clean living finally paid off. And then, I hear a gong. I hear it again. And 4 Shinto priests, covered in white robes, break through the forest path, followed by 15 or 20 lay people. I'm sitting there with my mouth stuffed full of smoked sausage and 2 halves of the melon sitting in my lap. Chris is holding a beer in each hand. Ray is handing out orange slices. And their look of friendly greeting turns to instant fury. But I know everything. There is a ceremony. Higher up the trail, various items were placed in the river as an offering to the god of the mountain. The god of the mountain, not for idiot foreigners. We had done a very, very bad thing. I wiped the crumbs from my mouth and started trying to rewrap the smoked sausage. Chris and Ray, they're busy trying to place half-drank bottles of beer back into the water. The scowls are growing deeper and deeper. We place the rest of the tainted bounty gently, gently in the stream and bow deeply at the priest. Our heads almost touch the ground. And then we run back down the mountain as fast as we can.